Welcome to a special edition of the 155 podcast, the Ward 4 trustee by-election. You can vote on election day, January 6th from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. at three polling locations in Ward 4, the Rosedale Arena, the Winston Churchill Recreation Center, and the Boys and Girls Club at 45 Ellis Avenue. For more information, visit the City of Hamilton website at hamilton.ca. Abby Zaitley, you are running for Ward 4 Public School Board Trustee in the by-election. Welcome to the 155 podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am Abby Zaitley, a dedicated Ward 4 parent, a partner, a business owner, a volunteer, and someone who's deeply connected to the Ward 4 community. I understand the unique needs for our schools and families, and I'm committed to working towards a stronger and more inclusive environment for all.
Why are you running for trustee?
I'm running for trustee because I've been very involved in my community in Ward 4, and I believe there's so much more we can do to help our students and our families. Through my role as co-chair of Cunningham School Council, I've worked closely with parents, teachers, administrators, and students. This experience has shown me both the challenges our schools face and the amazing opportunities for change when a community can work together. Running for trustee feels like the natural next step for me, to continue my work and ensure every student in Ward 4 has access to a quality and inclusive education.
How have you contributed to your school community and education in Hamilton?
I've been actively involved in the Hamilton school community as co-chair of the school council at AM Cunningham. In this role, I've worked closely with school staff and parents to improve the school's facilities, raise money for school projects, and increase morale. Last year, I started a community outreach committee focused on connecting students with a local community hub and instilling the values behind taking care of their communities. This year, I've helped to start another subcommittee for executive organization, which is making a guide or a blueprint for future school council members to help them understand how the council works in order to make future projects more streamlined and effective. I've also made it a point to attend meetings at other schools in Ward 4 to learn from them and share ideas. I have noticed that while each school is doing great things, there isn't any communication or sharing between the schools. I believe that if we can get the schools of Ward 4 working together, our schools could share resources, ideas, and successes that would benefit everyone.
How do you define the role of a school board trustee?
The role of a school board trustee is not only to represent the community at the board table, but also to ensure that the community's needs are understood and addressed effectively. I believe it's crucial to build strong connections with local organizations and community groups, because a trustee should be deeply invested in the community, not just within the schools, but in the wider neighborhoods of the ward as well. By engaging with these groups and understanding their needs, I will be better equipped to advocate for the resources and supports our schools need. This holistic approach ensures that when schools, families, and students need support, I'll know who to turn to and how to respond effectively.
What three skills have you demonstrated that make you the best choice to be entrusted as the Ward 4 School Board Trustee?
Three skills that make me the best choice for Ward 4 Trustee are, one, community engagement. I spent years building strong connections with families, students, and local organizations through my work as co-chair of the Cunningham School Council and a volunteer at Gage Park Children's Garden. I've shown I can bring people together, listen to their concerns, and make their voices heard. Two would be transparency and accountability. At Cunningham, I started an executive organization committee to create a clear roadmap for future school council members. This blueprint ensures our work is transparent, organized, and easy to follow, making it easier for families to stay informed and get involved. As a trustee, I'll bring that same focus on clear communication and accountability to the school board. And three would be collaboration and problem solving. Running my own small business has taught me how to adapt, solve problems, and work with a wide range of people, whether it's coordinating with suppliers, managing a team, or meeting customer needs, I know how to find solutions that work for everyone. I'll bring this collaborative, solution-focused approach to supporting our schools and students. These skills reflect my commitment to transparency, inclusion, and progress, values that guide my campaign and will guide me as trustee.
What two policy or practice changes do you wish to achieve in your four-year term on the board?
Two key changes I would work towards over my term are, one, improving communication and community engagement. Families and communities deserve to know what's happening at the school board in a way that's clear and easy to understand. I would push for simplified updates about board decisions and create real opportunities for families, students, and community partners to share their input. Their voices need to be a real part of the decision-making process. And two, promoting equity and inclusivity in schools. I want to ensure that every student, no matter their background, has the support and resources they need to succeed. That means working towards policies that ensure diverse representation among staff, culturally inclusive programming, and equitable distribution of funding, so no one is left behind. By strengthening how the board connects with the community and focusing on equity, I believe we can make schools a place where every student feels supported and included, giving them the space to thrive.
Mindful that there is not a school accommodation review scheduled during the next 2 years. Nonetheless, this is a question that gets to how you govern in difficult circumstances. As a school board trustee, your duty is to ensure the best quality of education for students across the entire school system. How will you manage a staff recommendation to close a school in your ward that the board's professional staff states will enable the board to provide a better quality of education across the system?
If I were managing a recommendation to close a school, my priority would be to balance what's best for the overall education system with the unique impacts it would have on the Ward 4 community. First, I would make sure the process is open and transparent. That means actively engaging with the community to hear how the closures would affect them and to uncover any unintentional consequences. I would carefully review the data behind the decision, like enrollment numbers, program quality, financial implications, and equity concerns to make sure that recommendations make sense. One of my core beliefs is that public land should stay public. If a closure does happen, I would push for community-based solutions, like turning the building into a space that supports families or local organizations, rather than selling it to developers. What happened with the sale of Delta, in my opinion, should not have happened. Schools are often the heart of our neighborhoods, and we need to protect the value for the community. Finally, if the closure moves forward, I would advocate for plans to minimize disruptions for families, like ensuring they have access to good transportation, high-quality education, and the supports they need at their new schools. Throughout the process, my role as trustee would be to amplify the voices of those most affected and make sure decisions are fair, transparent, and focused on the best outcomes for all students.
School boards must pass balanced budgets. The province sets the funding allocation, trustees cannot raise funds locally, and most funding envelopes are non-transferable. Mindful of these limitations, how will you approach the annual budget process?
When it comes to the budget process, my focus will be on making it clear, transparent, and strategic. I know funding is limited by provincial decisions, but I want the community to still be involved. That means holding consultations to better understand where people feel funds are most needed, and ensuring that their input is reflected in funding decisions. I've also been inspired by conversations I've had with principals about the creative ways they've advocated for their schools and secured grants and partnerships to fill financial gaps. It's shown me that there's usually a creative solution to make sure students and families get the resources they need.
It's 2026. The public record is writing an assessment of your performance during the 22 months you've been in office. What three words do you hope will describe your term on the board?
I hope they describe my term as transparent, inclusive, and progress-driven. Transparent, because I believe families deserve to understand how decisions are made and where their input fits in. inclusive because I'll work hard to make sure every voice, whether it's a student's, parents, or community members, is heard, valued, and reflected in the work we do. And progress-driven because my goal is to take action, not just talk about change. I want to move our schools forward in a way that benefits all students, families, and educators in Ward 4. By staying focused on these values, I'll make sure we're always taking steps forward to improve our schools and strengthen our communities.
Thank you. That's the end of the prepared questions you were sent in advance. Would you like to share some closing remarks?
Thank you for having me, Joey. I really appreciate your time and the chance to share my vision for the future of public education in Ward 4. If your listeners would like to learn more about my campaign or stay connected, they can visit my website at www.abbyzaitley.ca or follow me on Instagram at abbyzaitley. I'm committed to transparency, inclusion, and progress, and I look forward to working together with the community to ensure every student has the support they need to succeed. Thanks again.
Thank you for joining us today.